Welcome to Wine, Food and Travel with me, Mark Millen, on Italian Wine Podcast. Listen in as we journey to some of Italy's most beautiful places in the company of those who know them best, the families who grow grapes and make fabulous wines. Through their stories, we'll learn not just about their wines, but also about their ways of life, the local and regional foods and specialities that pair naturally with their wines, and the most beautiful places to visit. We have a wonderful journey of discovery ahead of us, and I hope you will join me.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Vivino, the world's largest online wine marketplace. The Vivino app makes it easy to choose wine. Enjoy expert team support, door-to-door delivery, and honest wine reviews to help you choose the perfect wine for every occasion. Vivino. Download the app on Apple or Android and discover an easier way to choose wine.
Welcome to another episode of Wine, Food and Travel with me, Mark Millen, on Italian Wine Podcast. Today, our deep dive into Sud Tirol, or in Italian, Alto Adige, continues as we head through beautiful Bozen, or Bolzano, to Nals, to meet Gottfried Pollinger, who is the managing director of the highly acclaimed Nals Magride Winery. Good morning, Gottfried. Thank you so much for joining me today as our guest on Italian Wine Podcast. I know this is a beautiful time of the year, but it's also the busiest time as the grapes are coming into the winery at this moment as we speak. How are you today?
Yes, I'm fine. It's a beautiful weather now in Alto Adige, and it's a very important time for us because we are in the middle of the harvest. My home is Alto Adige. It's in the north part from Italy, near the Alps, and in the south near the sea. And in our region, we speak German because before the First World, we were Austrian-Hungarian Imperium. And so in our region, we speak the German, and my name is Gottfried Pollinger.
It is such a fascinating history, this history of Sud Tirol, which was part of Austria for literally centuries. And grapes have been grown in Sud Tirol for, well, I guess since Roman times or maybe even earlier. I consider it one of the most beautiful wine regions, not just in Italy, but in the world. Can you describe for our listeners where you are and tell us something of the history of the Nals Magride Winery?
Yes, the history. Nals Magride was founded in 1932 and before was a private winery from the Campi estate, and the history is back into 1764, and so we have a history for 400 years. In the 1932, 28 Roma has founded the winery Nals, and since 1985 we have a cooperation with the winery from Magride, and so is founded the name of the brand of our winery, Nals Magride. Today, actually, we have 138 Weingrober family cultivate around 160 hectares of vineyards. I think our vineyards are unique in terms of variety, location, and climate. They are located in 14 different wine growing eras in South Tirol at altitude from 200 to 900 meters. And each era has on the soils and the microclimates. And so is the focus for Nals Magride to produce wine from terroir, character from the region. We produce 70% white wine and 30% red wine. And this is very important to say that Nals Magride have a history for white wine, and I think our region is very famous for white wine producing.
Well, that's really interesting to know the lengthy history of the winery and also the two wineries combining Nals and Magride. These are separate valleys, is that correct?
Yes, the brand is unique Nals Magride, but the vinification and the headquarters is situated in Nals. We have 10 years ago, we have make a new winery, very modern winery, all in gravity. And so all the grapes come here for vinification in Altmühlreid. We have a small enoteca in Magride, in the building from in the Tenuta Baron Salvatori, but no vinification. We have in 14 different regions our vineyards, and that's unique in Alto Adige. We start in the north near Merano and near the Alps, very high mountains, I think 4,000 meters. And then during the wine road, on the right part of the Rio Adige, we have our vineyards.
So you mentioned the wine road. This is one of the most beautiful wine roads in the country, the Südtiroler Weinstraße. That's extending up the valleys. Is that right? Many of our listeners will want to come to the area and follow the wine road to see this beautiful wine country.
Yes, I think the country, Alto Adige, is very famous for wine producing, and especially now in this time, it's very warm in all around the world, and so it's very good for wine producing. We go on the hill from 200, and now we arrive just 900 meters.
My goodness, that's quite a range. And I guess we've got different soils in the different vineyards. We're talking about the 14.
Yes, we have a 14 region, and the focus is to produce in every. The right grape have the right terroir. An example, in the city of Bolzano, we produce our Lagrein. It's very hot region, and the soils is sandy porphyry. It is the best region for the Lagrein grape.
Fuller, richer style Lagrein.
Yes. In the other part, around the winery, we are on the hill of Nals, is situated the winery. We produce the Sauvignon Blanc. The Sauvignon Blanc, we have here the 70% limestone and from the Dolomites, and 30% porphyry. And this is the best region. And also the climate. We are is a continental climate with the fresh wind from the Alps. When the sun in the afternoon go down, quickly come the fresh wind and give the wine the acidity in it. And over the hill on the mountains from 700 to 900 meters, we produce our Pinot Bianco. The Pinot Bianco Sirmian is our flagship. It's a single vineyard, monopole region from Alps Magride. And this is one of the best, I think it's the best region for to producing the Pinot Bianco.
Okay, and grown it at very high altitude then. So the vineyards are quite protected by the mountains?
Yes, it's the mountains. It's the Austria is the outer part, and it's more the continental climate. And in our region, we have also the influence from the south, the maritime climate. And so it's a mix, and this is the best climate for producing our white wines.
So that maritime climate is the warmth coming up from Lago di Garda?
Yes, we have an example in Magride in the south. We produce the Chardonnay, the Pinot Grigio, also Merlot and Cabernet. And this is a very different climate. We have in Lago di Garda, the wind is coming, the name is Ora, in the afternoon. And bring the wind, not the cold wind, more the warm wind. And this is good for the grape Chardonnay and Pinot Grigio. It's very different climate from Nals to Magride. Nals with the continental climate, with the fresh wind, with the high acidity, with the very the crispy grapes. And the other side in the south is more the warm climate, larger the vine. We have limestone, we have sandy soils. And so we have very different terroir for both varieties.
That's fascinating, because within a very small distance, you're able to make white wines that are completely different in style, both from the grape variety, but also primarily from this difference in terroir.
Yes, it's very different, but Mike, you must say that every 10 kilometers we have a different climate, different terroir, different soils, different climate. This is Alto Adige. It's just a garden, very small region, very small crews, and so it's possible to produce the different wine in the best quality.
Nals Magraid is known for an approach that respects tradition, yet you're not also not afraid of innovation and utilizing state-of-the-art winemaking. Tell us about how you produce your wines and perhaps identify one or two more that are most representative of the Nals Magraid winery.
Yes, we start just outside with the Gromo in the vineyards. We work very hard outside during the years, all hand work, and the philosophy go out with agronomy, and the agronomy is a very close contact with the wine grower, and so he bring the best quality, the materia prima from outside, and then when the grape arrives in the winery, very important is also the moment of the harvest. This is now in this time, it's harvest time, and then it's just one day before or when day after is just a big difference. And this now, the wine grower receives the message, an example for the Pinot Bianco, he must bring the grape tomorrow at 10 o'clock, no later and not before. And then we harvest in the morning, because then the grape is cold, it's not too hot, and then stop at lunch. And in the afternoon, we start the fermentation and the vinification of the grapes. And so it's all in gravity. The grape go down from different half steps and then enter the press, slow, very soft press, and then the wine enter in the steel tanks. We have one wine, is the Chardonnay Marron Salvatore fermentation in oak. But the other style of Alto Adige is fresh and mineralic white wine.
And for that, you don't want oak. You want the stainless steel and the freshness.
But also a little bit after the fermentation for aging with a small time in the big barrels. And so it gives powerful, full body wines. But the focus is the freshness and the mineralic. Also to drink after 5-10 years, no problem. But they suggest that the palate is every freshness, mineralic, long wine. And the wine from the terroir, the wine from we speak, the wine from the whites from the Alps. Fresh mineralic whites from the Alps.
So that acidity in your wines does allow even the white wines to have a lengthy aging, upwards of 10 years. I think that's very interesting. I like wines that can evolve in the bottle when they have that freshness to keep them exciting.
Yes, an example, our flagship is the Pinot Bianco Sirmian. Sirmian is a very famous brand. It's a crew, it's a single vineyard in total 15 hectares. Of the region Sirmian, and we have a history for 200 years. Just we start to plant the Pinot Bianco on the hill of Sirmian, and the harvest very late. We start an example with the Chardonnay Magraid in 25 of August, and the Sirmian at the end of October. It's more than 1 month later. And so the climate is characteristic with the autumns, with the warm days like 25 degrees, but in the night go down degrees, we have only 8, maximum 10 degrees. And so the grapes is very concentration, very fruity, with a good smell just, and then the wine, the Sirmian, have the character for the terroir, for the region Sirmian. And so we have created a very famous brand, and the first embottled was 1971, and we have also old bottles for old vintage, what we taste, an example, 1976, wonderful vintage, wonderful wine, easy to drink, very fresh, and with a good, with no much, but a good acidity, and yet you can feel the terroir, you can feel the mountains, the Alps, the smell of the Alps, and so we can sell also old vintage, and actually we sell 2012 vintage, it's just 8 or 9 years old.
So the connoisseurs who love your wines will come to, because it's very difficult to get mature vintages of white wine. That's amazing, the 1976, still fresh and expressing itself. Can we consider the range of wines? I know you make a very large range of wines, but there are a huge number of different names that you market the wines under. You mentioned the Sirmillon, which was a terroir. Are all of the names linked primarily to terroir?
Yes, we have two different quality. We have the tradition, the traditional wine, like vintage, and then the selection. And every wine for our winery, we have give a name. The name is coming from the crew. Next, we have four crews, Sirmillon, Gris, Pannon, and Bunkel. And the other is coming from the soils. An example, kalk is kalky, or sand from the Lebrun is sandy. And for the Sauvignon, stony, the name is Stein, is the German name. And so we use name of the soils for the region, for the crew, or we have also a brand. An example, Anticus is a brand, or Galea is a brand. But every wine has a name, and so is Alto Adige. Is we have different grape. This is history from our region. We have 14 different grapes, and then in total we have, I think now, 30 labels.
Wow, that's
it's a lot. But for Alto Adige, we have an example, three different Chardonnay. We have the Chardonnay Kalk, vinification in steel, easy to drink after 2 years, and 3-5 years is no problem. Then on the hill, the Magret is coming from Magret, from the village Magret, and then the top Chardonnay Baron Salvadori, vinification in barrique, fermentation in barrique, and then we make this assemblage. We have for assemblage in the big barrels for 1 year, and then we bottle the bank and remain for other 2 years in the bottle. Now we start to sell the vintage 2018. So we have for the different variety, we have three different variety, different quality style.
Can we turn our focus now to the foods of Sud Tirol and perhaps what you consider some of the most typical and iconic foods of the area and foods that also pair particularly with this large range of wines that you produce? And are there any of these foods particularly linked to Nals or Magraid?
Yes, you know that Alto Adige, before the First World War, Austrian Imperium, and so is the influence for the cuisine was more the Alfram, like meat, like also the Canadale or speck, and so. But then it's changing when after the Second War, a lot of Italian peoples now in Alto Adige live 70% German and 30% is Italian. Languages, especially in the Captain Bolzano lives more Italian people. And so it's coming also for the food, the experience, the influence from the Italian cuisine. And this is very, very good and very positive also for the tourists who is coming in Alto Adige to visit us, because the cuisine is in the high level, in the highest level, and a lot of influence of Italian flair.
That's actually really fascinating, because we think of Sud Tirol as primarily the Austrian foods. But I think when I've traveled in the area, it is that exciting blend of the Austrian flavors with the Italian cooking methods, some of the pasta, but with the Sud Tirol ingredients. And it does make for a really, really exciting cuisine. It's one of the things that I would urge our listeners to discover when they visit the area.
I think I confirmed this. We have very good restaurant with high levels, and you young cooker, and very, very go to the quality, not the quantity, but the quality. Small restaurants, and every restaurant is different, but in general we can speak for good Italian cuisine with influence from Austria for the tradition, for the history. And I think it's good. So, and so also the wine, it's similar. It's not, we are the northest part from Italy and the southest of Germany. See, I think Bolzano, I said it is the northest city of Italy and the south from Germany. German speaking.
Yeah, that's really interesting, thinking of that thoroughfare that goes up through the Brenner Pass to Innsbruck and Bavaria, and reminding our listeners that it's only a few hours to Austria, Germany, and indeed many people are traveling down that corridor, both tourists as well as business.
And so you asked me for the dishes, for the wine, an example for the Pinot Bianco Sirmian. I can use it with pasta, also with first dishes, and also with the fish from the lake, for example. You can use it. And then the Schiava Galea is the other wine we produce near the city, in the region Santa Maddalena. The Schiava is an autochthon grape. We use it with beef, when you consider to drink fresh with fish, you can, the fish from the river, you can use the Schiava Galea. And so the Sauvignon Blanc, the Mantele, the single vineyard Mantele, we have planted around the winery with risotto with mushroom, or the Lagrange is with the game dishes. So it's our wine is actually very, because our wine is not strong. We are not Barolo, we are not Brunello or Nero d'Avola. Our red wine, it's the focus is fruity, elegant, easy to drink, and so it's very trendy also for the international cuisine, not also for the local cuisine, but also with the Asian cuisine. He likes this style of wine, because it's powerful but not too strong, and very soft, round, with the freshness, with the crispies, with salad. This is very interesting for the consumer. And the red wine, no too much oak, no powerful wine, no too strong wine, soft, round wine. Also the our Pinot Noir or the Lagrange, or also the Cabernets and Merlot, very soft and round. This is the style of our winery.
It's wonderful with this large range that you can have a wine to accompany virtually anything. Now, finally, for our listeners, could you perhaps recommend a local restaurant?
Yes, we have a lot of restaurants. My favorite is two restaurants. It's Overnals in the region of Sirmian, and the name is Jägerhof, and the other is Apollonia. It's, and the name is coming from the church. It's on the hill. It's a small church. It's a history for 400 years. And two, very close to a restaurant, and both have a different cuisine. The Apollonia, more the location cuisine, the dishes from the location. He meet also the for the neighbor, the vegetables every day. And the other is more the international style, more the international cuisine, the high level. And both very famous to consider, both restaurants in big, with two different cuisine.
Perfect. That's wonderful. I'm sure our listeners will be trying to find them and sample the foods as well as the wines of Las Magrain. Gottfried, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. I look forward to visiting.
Yes, I hope, Mark, you visit me the next time and we taste new wines. We have a new Gradige, and the name is Nama. It's a new project. It's the essence from Niles Magrain. Small production, only 2,000 bottles. It's a blend of Niles. The name is Niles and Niles Magrain. And it's a big project. And also, I think, is the philosophy is the wine style for the future, for morning, for the Alto Adige wine producing.
Wonderful. It would be a real pleasure to taste that with you.
Thank you, Mark, also for your time, and thank you for always. If you have questions, please let me know.
I will do. Thank you very much, Gottfried. And let me wish you all the best for the 2021 harvest.
Thank you. Thank you. Now it's perfectly. I think also in the next day we have a good weather, and the winemaker is very happy for this vintage, and we need this. We hope you can taste the wine and you can drink the wine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Wine, Food and Travel with me, Mark Millen, on Italian Wine Podcast. Please remember to like, share and subscribe right here or wherever you get your pods. Likewise, you can visit us at italianwinepodcast.com. Until next time, chin chin.
Hi, everybody. Italian Wine Podcast celebrates its fourth anniversary this year, and we all love the great content they put out every day. Chin Chin with Italian Wine People has become a big part of our day, and the team in Verona needs to feel our love. Producing the show is not easy, folks. Herding all those hosts, getting the interviews, dropping the clubhouse recordings, not to mention editing all the material. Let's give them a tangible fan hug with a contribution to all their costs. Head to ItalianWinePodcast.com and click donate to show your love.